If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hour number two, Old School, Jay Foreman, Nick Sainert, to the text line, and then to the Honda Lincoln Hotline. Lucas says, I got no beef. I'm just giving him a hard time. Mark Alwater says, my beef? The way Nick says, West O Street.
West O Street.
He's singing the O's.
West.
I think it's the commercial. They're talking about the commercial I did. They make fun of me.
Uh-huh.
For the
Mississippi Mothers is that you're an easy target.
That
Thomas Magnus says, go play in intramurals, brother. Yeah, okay. All right, let's go to Honda Lincoln Hotline. Mike's been holding. What's up, Mike?
Hey, not much. How are you guys doing?
We're good. What's on your mind?
I got a couple questions, but before, if you have time to answer it, Jay, but got a question for you guys, a little quick trivia one, real quick. How many NFL titles have the Vikings won?
Ouch.
Zero.
Ouch.
Right.
Nope. One.
Super Bowl.
'69, it was still the NFL and AFL. And so technically they were NFL champions in '69, the last year before the merger. I went a lot of drinks on that bet.
Dang.
See, but okay, they don't have rings.
Yeah,
they don't
I got
rings.
A couple of questions. I enjoyed so much your talking about your recruiting process. Can you answer me a couple questions? When you came to the Huskers, was there someone other than the usual suspects, the Peters, Winston, Frazier, that really set the tone for that 95 team when you were a freshman? And if you have time, I'm just wondering, your senior year, there was a coaching transition. Was there a discernible difference in how the program was run, or was it a pretty seamless transition? Just curious what your opinion is. I'm going to hang up and listen. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, I think, you know, to be honest with you, the great thing of when we played is, like, we just, you know, we had leadership all around the team. It wasn't just the captains. You know, I'm sure every room had a leader, you know, a captain or two, like the running backs and all, so forth and so on. So, you know, it goes without saying, you know, Troy Dumas had a big influence on me as a player and how to make a transition into college. Taught me what it meant to, you know, work. And then Clint Brown was there, who was his backup, local guy. He's actually a defense coordinator down at Stephen F. Austin. And he taught me what the Nebraska way, because I got here, I didn't really understand what it meant to be, you know, Cornhusker. Knew about the black shirts, but didn't really know the inner workings of what it really meant. And obviously to take some pride in, you know, playing for Nebraska. So, you know, we had multiple guys. You know, you think of, you know, I know you got Christian Peter, you know, you had Terry Keneally, you know, Dante Jones and Dwayne Harris, who guys were you know, the defensive ends, but they came up, they were about their business, and they weren't there to play any games. Then, you know, you watch a guy like, say, like Baron Miles and Tyrone Williams, you know, for, as being a redshirt, and then 95, you know, you just had a host of guys. You know, Grant Wishon was starting the first year, Jason and Christian and Jared Thomas, those guys, you know, took a tremendous amount of pride in what they were doing. And then, you know, we had the DBs and stuff, and then you had, you know, T. Fraze and those guys on offense. So then, you know, you had got, you know, Aaron Graham and stuff like that. So it wasn't there wasn't a lack of leadership, but, you know, we had guys that want to be led, and we were playing for a bigger, bigger purpose than ourselves. And so, you know, I was fortunate and blessed to learn some, lessons from them and then go from there. And then, you know, what was the second question about? It was about the recruiting, and then.
Yeah, who, I mean, the then, guys that were here.
Yeah, the guys were here. Then it was the
but
second
what
question.
What cultural things exist?
It was just, I mean, it was just an unwritten rule. You just got to come here and work and do what you need to do. It was bigger than yourself. So, you know, the culture is kind of like what each individual, you know, makes of it. I mean, look, if you're not working hard, there's, I'm sure there are guys that know it. You know right from wrong. I mean, people think you need, you know, by you can force people to do something that they don't want to do. Generally, you kind of come to terms with it and like, I got to do better. So, Nebraska's on his way of doing that and has made tremendous amount of strides of it. And, you know, where they're at now, I don't know what a second part of his question was. It had nothing to do with me. I think it was more about the team.
And the program.
And know. The program. I think it's, you know, it's hard to say when you're 3-8 that it's in the right direction. It is. I'll be the first to tell you if I didn't believe in it. But, you know, I do believe in what they're trying to get done. You know, they're just close, but yet so far. So it's the things that you got to really peel back the onion and kind of look what you can get better at and, you know, challenge guys. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. I think that challenging people because you know that they can exceed their own temporary expectations is a good thing. And the more people welcome it and the more that it happens, you know, greater things, you know, come of it. And, you know, that's what, you know, they should strive for. And like I said, you know, we were talking on the break, you know, average to good players are just okay with just being okay, in the long story short, Cliff Notes version. Guys that are good, that want to be the best that they can be, and great players want to be coached and challenged hard every single day. They don't like it easy. They find ways to be motivated when things aren't, when the, you know, the chips are stacked, their deck stacked against them, so forth and so on. So, you gotta like to compete, and you know, get more. The more competitors you get around you, the more that they'll bring out the best in you. You know, and everybody's gonna be challenged at some point in time in their career, and you're gonna get an opportunity to play. So, you know, we're gonna have it this week. You know, all the people on the text line, Twitter land, what was the other one? Facebook and all that stuff. You know, everybody loves the backup quarterback. You know, I always wonder, man, nobody loved the backup linebacker like that, but everybody loves the backup quarterback. So now you've been calling for Logan Smothers. Unfortunately, it's because Adrian, you know, hurt his shoulder. Now we're going to see what's up. You know, I think he's more than capable, and I think he's probably looking forward to the opportunity. And, you know, I think he'll do his best to go out there and seize it. But also, I think the guys around him be good teammates and step up even more. You know, make it easy transition for him. Don't, you know, that's what you know, let's go out here and let's do more. This is our dude. You know, Adrian has a decision to make, you know, obviously. And that's up to him. And if, you know, I'd like to see him back. I think I'd like to, you know, see him come back and play. And I think the team will be better wins and losses. So I'd like to see him get a chance to be around winning, because I think he's displayed winning, like, heart and grit and stuff like that, you know, and has not been able to, you know, be surrounded with the talent or the guys that really want to play, you know, up until this year. So, you know, you had a couple lean years of dealing with some stuff and guys on the team that were, you know, not playing up their capabilities around him, in my opinion. So I think he deserves it, but, you know, it's up to his choice. But if he makes the choice that he's not going to play, then, you know, it could be Logan Smothers, you know, ship the run. And so you got to get rallied behind the guy that's playing. There's no opportunity like the one that you got in front of you. And so, yeah, playing against one of the top, I don't know, Iowa's got to be a top 20 team, right? Mm-hmm. Tough team. T. team that's had your number, always going to be a tough game. Yeah, you know, it's not like you're playing, you know, Pacific the first game you're playing. You're playing against one of the better teams that knows who they are, going to play that cover three defense, going to be physical, and maybe going to try to give you different looks to try to confuse you. But, you know, look, you can't pick when your opportunity comes. You just got to take advantage of it. So, you know, look, you look forward to see what he can do, and I think he's more than capable. He wouldn't be here if he wasn't capable of playing. Now you just got to go out there and execute and believe in what you see and go out there and play and make plays. You know, he's a fast kid. You know, I think he knows the offense well enough that he's going to throw people open. And so, you know, guys just got to make, you know, get out there and do their job. I mean, of course, it's going to be different because you're used to having Adrian in the huddle for, 4 years? So, you know, just got to get used to his cadence and stuff like that. And that does remind me, the caller asked about the coaching transition from Coach Osborne to Frank. And there was a little bit of a difference because, you know, it was a smoother transition than if we just had a totally new coach, but it wasn't as smooth as you like to think. I think on the offensive side of the ball, it goes without question. If you go back and look, there was definitely some intertwinings and not bickering, but guys that wanted to call plays that, you know, and then there was a ton of delay of games and we just weren't as crisp as we were. And that's what happens sometimes, you get transitioned. So, and that's just part of, you know, part of sports, and that's the way it is. But, you know, as far as, you know, Logan playing, I think he's going to do well. You know, I hope, you know, it's not the last that we've seen Adrian, you know, but he's had a real pretty good, you know, stellar career. He's done some great things. And, you know, that I always say, dude, as much as you kind of, you want to jam the man up and question everything about him, he's a dude that you won't appreciate until he's gone. And hopefully it's not, you know, next year.
I have to share this story. So we're watching this state championship game, and the young man from Kennesaw, Tyson Beckard, playing quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
56 carries, 303 yards, 6 touchdowns. 56 carries.
Yeah, is that legal?
56 carries.
That's toting the pill.
Like, that's just him getting on the back of a big dude and just riding. And wow. Wow. Okay. Let's go back to the Honda Lincoln Hotline. First up, it's Jacob. Let's go to Jacob first. Jacob, what's up?
How's it going, guys?
We're good. What's happening? What's on your mind?
Monday. Want to go back to the Knicks situation.
Let's hear
it. You made a commitment to your team at the beginning of the season, did you not?
I did. Actually, that's false. Halfway through the season, they picked me up as a free agent because their guys didn't show up, so they just added me midway through the season.
It's still a commitment, right?
You're absolutely right, Jacob.
Did you play high school sports?
I did.
Did you make a commitment to your team at the beginning of the season?
I did.
There's no saving you then.
That's fine.
You're fed to the wolves.
All right.
That's all I want to say. Hope you guys have a good day.
Thank you, Jacob. Appreciate you, brother. Yeah.
Jacob kept it real, didn't he?
He was just like, let me get body.
Yeah.
I felt like I was talking to my dad.
Yeah, like, let me hit this, man. Let me hit this. All right, let's go back to the Honda Lincoln Hotline.
Tim.
Are you going to Tim
yep,
first?
Yep, Tim first. Okay.
Right now, get up to a $15 gift card after rebate when you purchase select SuperStart batteries exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tim. Hey, guys. Jay, you pretty much were – you hit it on the head of the question that I was going to ask. And that's that, you know, if you got your choice between the transfer portal – the quarterbacks on the roster, and I'm not saying anything bad about the quarterbacks on the roster. We haven't seen enough of them to even judge it. So you got the transfer portal, the quarterbacks on the roster. You got Adrian Martinez, and you're Scott Frost, and you got to hitch your wagon to one of these guys. I've been a huge critic of Frost this whole season, and I've been a huge critic of Adrian this whole season. I just don't like the decisions Adrian makes at times, but I'm a huge Chiefs fan, and I see Patrick Mahomes doing the same thing. These guys are athletes, and they're trying to make plays to try to keep their teams in games because of a deficiency somewhere else. With Kansas City, it's the defense at times. But with Nebraska, it's the offensive line. So I just think that if I'm Scott Frost, I'm sending Adrian roses. I'm buying him chocolates. I'm taking him out New Year's Eve for an undisclosed amount of a dinner that the NCAA not find out about. Because the only way Scott is going to prolong his career is with a quarterback that's been in his system for the last 4 years. I mean, we're going to – if we don't beat Iowa, we have 3 wins this season. There's no way – and I know I've looked at the schedule, guys, but I'm sorry. I don't see how we can improve off of 3 wins next season unless our kicking game has completely changed and our offensive line becomes studs and completely gels. I'm sorry, guys, but Adrian's got to come back if I'm Scott. That's my take. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Well done. Well said.
Was that Tim Dog?
Yeah, get him in, man. Nick, we got to go back to the go back. Let's go back to line three. Mark, what's up?
Hi, DP and Jay. How you doing?
We're good. What's happening?
Hey, so an observation and then a question for you. The observation is that the offense starts and ends with Adrian Martinez. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, particularly the ground game.
Yeah.
And so what happens is you lose him, and it's you know, not too surprising in the Big Ten if you're going to rely on your quarterback to be your offense, particularly on the ground game. It's very, very unlikely you get through a season where you're not going to have that quarterback knocked out for one or more games, and so here we are. And so you need to throw in Logan Smothers, who is going to be asked to do a lot because we have not shown the ability to run the ball consistently from our running back position. And you can bet that Iowa is going to bring all kinds of blitz packages, make him make a lot of decisions. He's going to be thrown to the wolves in this game. And I guess the question I have is, and thinking back over the last 20 years, I could probably name two or three running backs that have the talent, the ability to carry this ball club and take a lot of pressure off the quarterback. You know, you think of Amir Abdullah, you think of Rex Burkhead, maybe Roy Helu. But it seems to me that we have not been able to recruit that bell cow running back that takes a lot of pressure off the quarterback. And my question is, what's preventing that? Is it the lack of talent on the offensive line? Is it the style of offense that's being played? Is it just a bunch of recruiting misses? It seems to me that to be competitive in this league going forward, we're going to need to get that running back in this system that's going to take pressure off the quarterback, because I just don't see a quarterback surviving the physical nature of this league and going to last a whole season. So that's my question. I look forward to hearing your response on that.
Jay?
I think it's just probably just a combination of things. I mean, I think Adrian is a unique player to where you want to obviously use his skill set. So sometimes you lean on him because he's made so many, you know, dynamic plays. So it's different. But I guess when you look back at Oregon, right, when they were really rolling, I know that Marcus Mariota won the Heisman, but when they were really rolling, they had not only one running back, but two that were really doing it. I mean, you can go back to when they had LeGarrette Blount, you know, back then before they kind of jumped on the national scene and took over the national scene. You had LaMichael James, they had Freeman. So I think, yeah, you know, I think they have talent on the team. They just got guys got to take advantage of it, you know, take advantage of the opportunity. And that's, again, we talked about it before, like, you have personal choices, and you got to make the right choices for the betterment of yourself and the team. You can't just – it's not going to be like, hey, hand it to you, and then everybody's going to clear out the way and just go. So there's different stuff that I'm not going to talk about that's part of that process that hasn't worked. So it's just those are the things that go. And so also the other caller, you know, I'd be very surprised and more or less disappointed if we only won 3 games next year. And definitely be very surprised, regardless of what happens. I think that I can't say it more bluntly than that, you know. you know, obviously anything can happen. But yeah, what Nebraska's going to be in a better place if Adrian comes back. I mean, regardless of what the Adrian people say out there, at the end of the day, Nebraska's going to be better if Adrian comes back, regardless if he's competing for his spot again, wins it, or he gets beat out. They're in a better position. It'd be very, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Regardless, if a guy, you know, Logan Smothers and him go in there and they're neck and neck, and you say, hey, look, we're here. It is. There's a blank, you know, slate of paper. You guys are competing. We're charting everything out, and the best guy that's going to win is guy's going to show up. You go out there the first series of next year. So, you know, of course, you know, that's what you need. So that's just where it's at. I mean, it's what it is. I mean, sometimes I think, you know, granted, Adrian's had some plays where you're like, dude, what are you thinking? I mean, there's no, I mean, I'm sure he'll tell you, right? But sometimes people like get on this, you know, the critical thing and act like Adrian's some scrub or something. That's not a positive to the team. I mean, if you go back to the beginning of the season, he was the only reason we were getting any type of offense output. When we had a plethora of injuries on offensive line, tight ends, all the tight ends were hurt. Running backs were kind of just, you know, sludging in mud, and the receivers weren't, a lot of them were hurt still, you know? So, you know, you sometimes, you know, I think in this day, this society and stuff, everybody, it's so easy to be negative, so easy to look at what you do wrong versus if you do 10 positive. Like when I always people talk, ask me about Bo Pelini. He did more, I can tell you this without a doubt. Take what, however he definitely was abrasive, mm-hmm. All right? Mm-hmm. His communication skills on a scale of 1 to 10 was probably a negative 10. He wasn't a schmoozer, I'm assuming, right? But at the end of the day, he did 10 times more positive than negative to this program. Now, there was times that when he came within a millimeter of hitting that referee with that hat and probably would have sliced him open like he had been, you know, accidentally elbowed by LeBron James. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's not the best light of Bo, right? But, you know, like the same thing with Adrian, it's so easy right now to be like, oh man, he does it. Yes, he has a tremendous amount of turnovers. I mean, it's on the stat sheet, right? But it's a tremendous amount of yards, tremendous amount of touchdowns, made some plays that he's running for his life and make plays that not too many people can make. In particular, fourth down, broken play probably wasn't running correctly, RPO. He's getting chased by two or three guys coming, trying to, with a broken shoulder or whatever he has going on, makes a play and keeps us in the game. You know what I'm saying? End up scoring. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you don't want it to be to where Adrian's not appreciated when he's, you know, while he's here. And then he's like, oh man, dude was a lot better than, you know, we gave him credit for. So yeah, Nebraska would be in a better place if Adrian came back, but you know, Logan Smothers is going to make his case for it come Friday. It's a tremendous opportunity for him. It's not I don't think Nebraska's going to go in the game and be like, man, we just need to get through this 60-minute game and like we're going to lose. And, you know what I mean? I mean, Logan Smothers, I'm going to tell you, listen here, man. I don't know Logan that well. Matter of fact, I don't know him at all. All right. I'm assuming here if he's looking at this like this is my chance, right? So why would he show? It's just like I mean, when I had to step in as a rookie to play behind a guy that was a rookie all pro or whatever the year before. Like, this is my opportunity to show everybody else on this team and in this organization that I can play. If I want to erase any doubts, now granted, is he going to go out there and perform like C.J. Stroud? Yeah, I would hope so, but he doesn't have the experience. But if he goes out there and handles himself correctly, that's going to go a long way, not only for him, but for this program. So I doubt he's pulling up on Friday at what time is the game?
2:30.
Games
12:30.
Well, the game's – whatever the time the game is starting, 12:30, 2:30, 1:30, 8:30, whatever it is, 3 hours before the game, he ain't showing up there thinking that he ain't going to play to win. I can guarantee you that. And there better not be anybody else going up there thinking that we ain't going to win because Logan Smothers is playing. They need to be thinking we about to win because he's playing. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do more because we're playing. Because we just lost an opportunity of a game that we should have won that we need to. So, yeah, the pressure's on. We got to play better defense, right? This is it. It's tailor-made for us. You want to be thought of as one of the best defenses in the Big Ten. This is an opportunity to be that vaunted defense. If they don't score, they don't win. And if nobody scores, is it where they just keep it as a tie? You went 9 overtimes earlier in this
kissing
year, right?
Kissing your Iowan cousin. That's what that means.
Yeah.
Sadly. Let's do this. So the phone banks are full.
Big Slim.
We'll go
Big
to Big
Slim is in the house.
We'll go to
I
Big
like that
Slim.
Name.
We'll go to Big Slim. Take a quick one.
Slim.
Big Slim, what's happening?
It's Chris.
What's happening?
Adrian's got a track record. He won 2 games last year, 3 games this year, 5 games and 4 games. So if we want to win between 2 and 5 games, he's great. Let's do it.
Let me say this. Adrian didn't give up points on defense. Adrian didn't kick. Adrian didn't do punt returns. Adrian wasn't in punt coverage. Adrian, no, don't do that to that young man. Don't do it. Don't do it. The other folks on the line, sit tight. We'll get back to you as soon as we come back to Old School.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil and get a $15 gift card after rebate, plus 2 times points at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh.